KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 34 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies today, with a high early around 38 and temperatures slipping into the upper 20s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A driver from Western Iowa was cited for a Dallas County collision during which a West Des Moines police officer died. Online court records say 38-year-old Jeanette Kiefer of Stewart was cited for failing to yield. Authorities say Kiefer turned her car left into the path of 47-year-old Sean Miller on August 3rd on U.S. Highway 169 near Interstate 80. Miller was driving back to West Des Moines on his personal motorcycle after testifying as an investigating officer at a court hearing in Adel. He'd been with the West Des Moines Police Department for 26 years. Police in Red Oak early this morning arrested 29-year-old Nicole Marie Adkins of Shenandoah. Adkins was taken into custody following a traffic stop at around 1:15 a.m. and charged with driving while revoked, as well as failure to have SR-22 insurance. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday three recent drug-related arrests. Last Saturday, 55-year-old Raymond Eugene Quatis of Omaha and 31-year-old Michael Jordan Bird of Ralston, Nebraska, were taken into custody on two counts each of possession of a controlled substance. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on their own recognizances. On January 5th, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 44-year-old Robert Joseph Dambra of Atlantic on two charges of possession of a controlled substance. Dambra was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $7,000 bond. And there were no injuries reported following a single vehicle accident last Thursday here in Cass County. The sheriff's office said deputies responded to the scene near the Lewis Road and 570th Street at around 7:20 a.m. A 2010 Toyota Corolla, driven by 18-year-old Portia Leanne Carlton of Griswold, was westbound on Lewis Road when she lost control of the vehicle, which came to rest in the north ditch in a cornfield. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $4,000. Officials at the Cass County Landfill and Recycling Center report an auditing firm has released an audit report on the Cass County Environmental Control Agency, otherwise known as the Landfill and Recycling Center. Grunewald Bell Kine & Company, PC, says the agency had a total revenue of $961,409 for the fiscal year that ended June 30, 2016. The revenues included solid waste fees of $905,858 and recyclables fees of $44,567. Agency expenses, however, totaled just over $1 million at $1,009,898. Expenses included $70,522 for administration, $166,895 for recycling, and $170,407 for cover, compacting, and scale expense, as well as $118,700 for closure and post-closure costs. In addition, the agency expended $28,382 for the purchase of equipment and $186,025 to service existing debt. A copy of the audit report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of State and at the Cass County Environmental Control Agency. As the budgetary process continues for the Adair County Board of Supervisors, the board this morning will hear additional requests for fiscal 2018 funding from various department heads, departments, and organizations. They'll also hear annual reports from Matura and the Southern Iowa Council of Governments and discuss longevity as well as step increases for county employees in addition to other administrative matters. The Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting gets underway at 9 a.m. in their boardroom at the courthouse in Greenfield. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Velma Sheldahl, age 86 of Menlo, died Saturday at her home. A celebration of life for Velma Sheldahl will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Edwin Olson, age 83 of Atlantic and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Edwin Olson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Lawrence Max Bates, age 80, of Atlantic, died Friday at home. Memorial services for Max Bates will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Lindsay K. Curtis, age 29, of Griswold, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Lindsay Curtis will be tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Irene Westfall, age 100, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Boxholm, died Monday at New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Irene Westfall will be on Friday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boxholm, with Twig Funeral Home of Panora in charge of arrangements. Ruth Ann Corey, age 90, of Lemon Grove, California, and formerly of the Avoca and Walnut areas, died January 1st. Graveside services for Ruth Ann Corey will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Monroe Township Cemetery in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Sandra Pollard, age 72, of Stewart, died Saturday at her home. A celebration of life open house for Sandra Pollard will be this Saturday at from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Stewart Library. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Aileen Meyer, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Aileen Meyer are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Leland Johnson, age 93, of Greenfield and formerly of Anita, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Leland Johnson are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.